It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. Here is a statistic that might surprise you. Nearly half of all college students report they struggle with getting enough to eat. And unfortunately, that's not a new situation. We brought you a story last school year about high levels of food insecurity on college campuses right here in Milwaukee, and the problem persists.
At UW-Milwaukee, a recent survey found that 49% of undergraduates say they've had one or more experience of not having enough food. And that's why student leaders have taken matters into their own hands, and they've opened UWM's Student Food Center and Pantry. It's a temporary space they hope can lead to a permanent solution.
Dakota Crowell was one of the driving forces behind the pantry. He is a super senior and leader within UWM's student government. Crowell spoke with Lake Effect's Rachel Morello, and he started by giving her a tour of the new pantry space in UWM's student union.
This is just a, we have this extra door here.
You said 2,100 pounds you got through two food drives.
Yeah, so we did a month-long food drive in August that was really geared at faculty and staff that are still working here over the summer, so before students got on campus, and then we did another one in November, so it was a little bit more getting student orgs and things involved in that process. But yeah, through just those two food drives that lasted about a month each, yeah, we collected just over 2,100 pounds of food. Walking through the pantry, you'll see there's a lot of different items. Like there's a lot of ramen, a lot of macaroni and cheese, pasta, spaghetti sauce, a lot of soup, rice and quinoa, canned tuna, some peanut butter, different canned proteins, a lot of canned fruits and vegetables as well. And so what we've been slowly trying to do is also expand different items that we can collect. So there's been a really big interest in getting toiletry items, so like shampoo, soap, body wash, deodorant, toothbrushes, and toothpaste. We've also been working with the Life Impact Program and some other departments here on campus that have been interested in collecting baby diapers and baby food for students that might be parents themselves. We have a lot of folks that are interested in making sure that we can collect feminine hygiene products here in the pantry as well, and things like laundry detergent and dryer sheets too that sometimes are a little bit more expensive than people realize. And so any way that we can try to help reduce some of those small costs that maybe students aren't always thinking about, we can provide those here.
What's been the progress so far?
Yeah, so the UWM Food Center and Pantry officially opened January 29th. This all really got started about a year ago. The UWM Student Association, we're the student government here on campus. We worked with restaurant operations on actually administering a student-wide survey measuring food insecurity on campus. And so through that, we got about 1,900 students that took the survey and about 300 faculty and staff, which is a pretty high response rate for campus surveys. We asked, has there ever been a time while a student at UWM that you have not had enough food for yourself? 50% of students that took the survey had said that, yes, there was a time I did not have enough food for myself. Looking at it a little bit further, we also saw about 38% of students that took the survey had also indicated that they've either skipped meals or cut the size of their meals due to a lack of money for food. From those conversations and from that survey, we kind of created a couple of different recommendations for the university or how we could kind of move forward on these things. So increasing campus education around food insecurity, expanding partnerships with local agencies, so whether through Hunger Task Force, encouraging and supporting more campus food recovery efforts, expanding campus food options here on campus, and then the final recommendation was establishing an on-campus food pantry. And so that was something that I was really passionate about and something that I really wanted to get behind. And then when I was elected as the Vice President of Student Affairs for Student Association, I really felt like this position gave me the platform to pursue that project. We started this summer, actually, in June, and I got like a stakeholder group together, some different faculty and staff on campus, some students that had been interested in this and had been involved in the survey, and really just started to try to figure out what is it that we can do to get this started here at UWM.
It surprised me when I first started looking into food insecurity in college kids how many people would have responded yes to that question you mentioned. Has there ever been a time when you haven't felt like you've had enough to eat or couldn't afford food? Did that surprise you when you looked at your survey results, or is this something that you've had firsthand experience with or known people who have said to you before that it's something they've struggled with?
When I first saw those results, I was a little bit surprised at how high that 50% was on that initial question. I had met students or have known friends that have experienced this. I knew that it was going to be an issue on campus, but I didn't realize that the percentage of that was going to be so high. And I think that's also what motivated us to pursue this project and this initiative around food insecurity. There's a lot of good research out there by the Wisconsin Hope Lab and others that have really been trying to highlight this issue and the severity of the issue on campus. And they also look at housing insecurity and homelessness among college students as well. And so there's a couple factors at play, thinking big picture. Just the rising cost of college in general has really reduced the buying power of a lot of financial aid programs like the Pell Grant. The research shows that non-traditional students, first-generation college students, and students of color are at a higher risk of experiencing these things. And this is very prevalent to the student experience here at UWM, where about 32% of our student population are first-generation college students, and about 30% would be classified as students of color. I think what's been really powerful to communicate to the faculty and staff here on campus is really that securing these basic needs for students is quintessential to their academic success. We can't really expect someone to be passing their classes if they know that maybe they haven't eaten for the last day or are struggling to find where their next meal is going to come from.
I want to ask you about how you've marketed this food center and pantry, because I think there's just a stereotype around who takes advantage of those types of things and what situations they might have found themselves in. Have you found that the way you've talked this up to students and faculty and other stakeholders has tried to address that?
Yeah, through this whole process, we've been trying to recognize that there might be different stigmas or barriers for students to access a pantry, because I think just kind of in general, when someone needs assistance, there are these like stigmas attached to receiving assistance here in the United States. And so we've been trying to be really proactive in that. We're actually in the process right now of hiring a student advisory board. And so we're actually going to be able to pay students to do different focus groups and surveys and trying to identify what kinds of barriers or stigmas students are facing so that we can make sure the pantry is inclusive and accessible to all students here at UWM. We're not really sure yet where those discussions will go. We really want to make sure that we get the student voice in this process, whether that comes down to renaming it with UWM Food Center and Pantry, trying to get that as the conversation starter to show that we're going beyond just providing some non-perishable foods for folks, that we want to do more programming and events and things within this space, whether it's changing our mission statement and our goals. I know there's been a lot of push from students and the faculty and staff involved to make sure that we're working with different student groups to make sure that we're providing culturally appropriate food. And so it's a work in progress. We've been really proactive in trying to think more long-term around different initiatives that really try to get at the root causes of these problems, and so that we can be reactive in the sense of providing food for a student that might need it, but then also being proactive in that sense to really try to get at what is causing students to experience food insecurity at such a high rate.
Are there certain hours that you're open right now?
Yeah, so the UWM Food Center and Pantry is open every fourth Monday from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and then we're also open every fourth Thursday of the month from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And so trying to break up, if someone has a really heavy like Monday-Wednesday schedule, hopefully that they could make it on Thursday, or vice versa, if someone has a really heavy Tuesday-Thursday schedule, hopefully they could access the pantry on Monday. We also have it set up where there's designated faculty and staff in our Dean of Students office, our LGBT Resource Center, our Inclusive Excellence Center, and then within the Student Association that can have key access to allow students to use the pantry. So if a student needs a special accommodation or their schedule just doesn't allow them to come to the pantry on those 8 days that were open this semester, they can go to one of those resource centers and get the assistance that they need.
Dakota Crowell is a leader with UWM's student government, and he's one of the forces behind creating UWM's Student Food Center and Pantry. He spoke with Rachel Morello.
You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at wuwm.com.